Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special schus for Avi Marini Maratz Shiyichyu and the schus Chayu Chevet Fegebetz Michal Yudis Basya. And Ritz Hashem, we're going to be learning a tshuva in the Sefer Aryeh Debei Eloi, which was written by a great Gaon, Reb Aryeh Leib Lifshitz, who lived from 1767 until 1846. He was a Rav, he was a Rebbe, Chassidish Rebbe, Migdolei HaRabbanim Begalitzia. He learned by the Ktzois. And his Sefer Aryeh Debei Eloi is Mamish Gaonus. He also has Chidushim al Hashas, Kedushin Yuma Menachos, Kinim Nida. He also has Chidushim HaMaseches Ksubis. So fortunately, B'chon Yerushalayim, published a new edition of this Gevaldik Sefer, and it's a Schus Gedoyla V'Atzuma that we should be able to learn it together. This is in Simen Chof Ches of the Sefer Aryeh Debei Eloi. Mashashoa Rav Echel Amaisi Shahoya B'ki Yiloso. But a certain rabbi asked about an event that took place in his community. What was this event? I'm not going to keep you in suspense. Shichach echzer edar biur v'muchzak shmoi b'shem b'shmoi rak v'muchzak b'shmoi rak b'shem echot. There's a certain man who was living in this community, and he was muchzak b'shem echod. He was muchzak with one name. V'achad yireish li'ishtoi, and then afterwards he divorced his wife. V'shem bi'iroi lo'ayhoyu, v'shem bi'iroi lo'ayhoyu misadrin gittin. So in his town, they weren't Misadir Gittin. So he was compelled to travel to another place where they were Misadir Gittin. And they knew his name, what he was called in his first town. And then before they, after they read the get in front of him, before it was given, the Megari said, no, I have two names. I have two names. And that's how I go up to the Sefer Torah. But the Misadre Haget said, Ma pitom, you have only one name. They started asking him all these questions on the second name. And they said, why don't you tell us beforehand? He started giving all these weak excuses. And they understood that he doesn't really want to get divorced. Because it was really, that was the ma'isa that the woman wanted out. But as far as he was concerned, he wanted to stay with her. But there was a lot of fighting and this. So finally he agreed. She'll give him a certain amount of money, the old story. She'll give him a certain amount of money. So, Akopanim, after they were choyker him, Masadre Aget al Shnei Hashemetz Sha'amar ben Aksivel and Asina, Vamagarish Amar al Daito Sheshlo Shnei Shemetz, and the Megarish was insistent that he has two names, Allah Bemuskam Shal Masadre Aget Lasadre Le Shnei Gittin. So he was Oymed al Daito. He insisted, no, I really have two names. They didn't buy it, so they wrote two gittin, one with one name and one with the one that with two names. No, then afterwards he gives the get. And then a few days later, he says that the whole thing was avadati alam, like they say in modern Hebrew. I fooled the Beis Din. I really only have one name. The truth is not that I have one name, I have two names. But the second name, that it wasn't Muchzak Bir Dirasai, he changed it to a different name. He changed his second name. So his real name was Moshe Yitzchak, and he said, my name is Moshe Yehuda, whatever it might have been. Now, they get to get kosher. So the Rav Paskin, that the get is kosher. Person in the place that the get was written and given only has one name, and he divorced her with that name, it's kosher, even though we know he has a name elsewhere. Certainly here, we didn't even know about that other name. So the kids of the get is kosher because they gave it based on what he was known as in this town. In other words, the get with the one name was a kosher get, because that's how he was known in this town where he got divorced. The only problem is that it's very clear that he didn't want the divorce. So does that passel the get? Does his whole story that he, the whole scam that he formulated over here, does that passel the get? Because he's showing he doesn't want to be divorced. So Rav Lifshitz said, I told this Rav, have to think about it. Because we paskin, gilui daita begita lav milusahu. That gilui das beget is insignificant. It doesn't matter. Kuf memalef simen samach beis, sif samach beis. So if a person doesn't explicitly say he doesn't want the get, he just shows it doesn't matter. There's just some sort of indication, some sort of gilui das. It doesn't matter. Afal pisha gila daito ben ksivil and asina. Even if he was megala das between the ksivil and asina. Von shamala shaliach lenasati la dayin. For example, the shliach said that I didn't give it yet. And he said, oh, baruch atoy v'ametiv. It's not bottle. If afterwards he gives it, it's not bottle. Because that's called a gilui das, and gilui das isn't mevatel get. So here also, he was megala das by orchestrating this whole story of the two names and giving the false name. But it doesn't matter because gilui das is not mevatel get. However, we could say as follows, that it says in Maseches Kedushin, and of Memtesam at Beis, there was a certain person who sold his land, al das la'alos l'eretz Yisrael. And the Rebbe said, it's Dvarim Shebelev, Dvarim Shebelev, Einam Dvarim. Places there explains, Shelo gila daitoi b'shas ha-mecher. If he was megala das b'shas ha-mecher, that he's only selling this al das to go up to Eretz Yisrael, and then it didn't work out, then it's not Dvarim Shebelev. The Rosh writes, Dafka Karka Mahani Gili Das. Gili Das, such as I'm only selling this to God, Eretz Yisrael, works by Karka. Because a person only sells his property when he's going to actually leave. Shenki Metaltalin, Gili Das is Dvarim Shebelev. It doesn't count. Now there's Merkokai, since the Inyan is Moichiach, that it's Dvarim Shebelev, Kol Olam, everybody knows you're only selling your property if you're actually planning to leave. So when he says, I'm selling this in order to go to Eretz Yisrael, it must be that it's then that's Belev Kol Adam, that he's only selling this if he makes it. If he doesn't make it, he doesn't want the sale to be a sale. But not by Metaltalin. Metaltalin, the Gili Das doesn't. It's not Belev Kol Adam. But here it's Belev Kol Adam, that you need a place to live. See, here also, we can say that in other words, gilui das by get doesn't work because it's not, the inyan isn't merchiach. Just he was megala das, doesn't mean he doesn't want to divorce her. But he said, baruch atay v'ameitiv, but that's not, maybe he still wants to divorce her, right? In the meantime, he didn't give it to her. You know, maybe he's not 100% excited about getting divorced, but that's not called a bittul. That's not called that he doesn't want the divorce. Even though he says he wants the bittul, he's also masking if he gives it to her, she should be divorced. And even though he says in his heart, no, I didn't want it. Lo avidvar, havidvarim shebelev. And so is Mashman, the Chiddush HaRashba, and Gittin, that the reason of Abayev, Gilei Da'at Begilei Lav Nosa, because Dvarim shebelev. Rava holds, when he's Megala Das, it's not Dvarim shebelev. Adkan lo amrinan Dvarim shebelev, Einam Dvarim, Elik Shalom Ar Klum. That's when he didn't say anything, he just thought it. And there we say, Einam Dvarim. Hashem came there where he said, Abroch HaToy V'Ametiv, so the Kol HaPochos, he was Megala Das, he just didn't say Dvarim Ufurashim. And therefore Rava holds that Gilei Milsa is something. Why? Because he said something. If it's Dvarim Shebelev Mamish, he didn't say anything. But if it's Dvarim Shebelev, and he also said that Toiv HaMeitiv, he was Megala Das, he just didn't say Dvarim Mefurashim. So the din is that Gilei Milsa, Gilei Daita is Milsa. Gilei Das is significant. That's according to Shitas Rava. And Abaye argues with Rava. And Abaye says that there's all Rashba speaking, because of it's considered Dvarim Shebelev. Since he didn't explicitly say that he doesn't want the divorce, so it's considered Dvarim Shebelev. In Kayadua, this is one of the Yal Kagams. This is the Gam, and Yal Kagam Gilei Das Beget, that we pass in like Abaye. The Gilei Daita Begitin is Lav Milsa. Akopanim, that's what the Rashba says. Ulefize Masha Pirish Rashi Bekidushin, Mekarkoi, Visham Mora de Shmaitza Rovo, Kavanosa Kamosha Kosova Marsha. In other words, the Rosh said, B'das Rashi, that Dafka B'karka, we say Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim. B'karka Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim. But if he's Megala Das, then the Dvarim Shebelev are Dvarim. But this is not so, because the Morad, apparently, because the Morad Shmaitz is Rova, and he holds it's enough Gilei Das. He holds that Gilei Das is enough. And we don't say it's not considered Dvarim Shebelev. Therefore, the reason Rashi says Mekarkoi is because of what the Marisha says, Ein Shem B'Marisha. But not like the Rosh says that only by Karka Dvarim Shebelev, Gilei Das is effective. Because who's the Mara Deshmaitze here? The Mara Deshmaitze is Rava! And Rava holds even by Metaltalin. Rava holds not only by Karka, Gilei Das is significant, but in other cases as well. So Al Kopanim, what comes out now is that the reason Gilei Das Begitin is Lav Milsa is because he didn't say anything, and it's belibo belev kola. It's not inyan mochiach alav. The inyan is not mochiach alav. So we can say that even though he was megaladas that he wants the bittul, you could say that he also would be happy when the divorce was given. In other words, dvarim shebelev. And as the Rashba explains, that the machlekes Abaye Rava is that according to Abaye, dvarim shebelev einam dvarim, but and gilui daita lav milsa, because he didn't say it. But according to Rava, gilui das is not considered when he was megala das. It's not considered dvarim shebelev. And he holds that it doesn't have to be inyan mochiach alav. Stam, if you have a gilui das, that's significant. Only Rava, only Abaye holds that you need to give the gilui das. That it's inyan mochiach alav. That it's clear that it's belev kol olam, that everybody wants it to be this way. Everybody wants the land not to be sold. But otherwise, gilui das lav milsa. Rava holds it is milsa, and Mamela Rava will say that it's not only talking about the gittin, it's talking about it's not talking about karka, it's talking about other cases as well. Ah, so why does it say dafka karka? The Rosh wanted to say dafka bim mekarka in mahani gilui das, but it's not so because the Mara d'shmaitz is Rava. So the reason Rashi says karka is not because of the way the Rosh said it, that only by karka we hold that gilui das is effective. Because this is we're dealing with Rava and it's other cases as well. So why does Rashi say karka? So for that you have to look at the Maharsha. And the Rosh writes by Metaltlin Loi Mahani, that would be correct according to the way we paskin like Abaye. But if it's right, according to Rava, Gilui Das is always effective, but according to us, we hold the Gilui Das is only effective when it's very, very clear, like in the case of Karka. So according to this, we can say in our case that he was Megala Das. He showed Vinyan that he was changing the names. He did the whole Tarmis. He did this whole shtick. So he didn't want to get, this is a Gilui Das. And what do we hold? We paskin that Gilui Das begita lav milsa. But if it's very clear that he doesn't want it, if it's inyan mochiach alav that he doesn't want it, then the Gilui Das is significant. Now in our case, is it clear he doesn't want it? Yeah. He changed his name. If you change your name and you give them the wrong name, they get his puzzle. So this is a Gilui Das that counts. So in other words, we're using this mahalach over here about the Gilui Das to show that if it's a Gilui Das that's very clear, like Harka, that it's very clear that he doesn't want it, then the Gilui Das is effective. And here it's very clear from the fact that he changed his name that he doesn't want it. So therefore it should be a pasul get. That's stage one. And what we took from the Rashba is that Gilui Das beget and Dvarim Shebelev are shaykh to each other. Because the Gemara says there's a machlokas whether Gilui Das is good or not. And the Rashba connects that to Dvarim Shebelev. The reason of Abaye that Gilui Das beget is Lav Milsa is because it's Dvarim Shebelev. But if it would, we can extract from that it would be very clear that this is what he wants, that he wants to get to be batal, then it would be batal. So bittul get is like karka. However, Rabbeinu, the Ari de Beiloi, is done, machmas shitas at teisvis, that gilui das shouldn't help after the giving of the get. Why? Because They didn't know what he wanted. And Tosis writes at the beginning of Perek HaSheleach that even the man de'omer gilui da'ita begit milsa, haynu kishenoyda gilui das koydem shabba get liyada. Aval imlo noyda gilui das lak achar shabba get liyada. And we just see him running after the shliach. Maybe he's running after the shliach mevatel the get, but we're not sure. That's loy mahani because it's dvaram shebelev. So even if you hold gilui das is milsa, that's only when it was known before. But if it was only known afterwards, if the gilui das was only known afterwards, that doesn't count. In other words, if he's running after the shliach, that's not a proper gilui das. But if you have a proper gilui das before the actual giving of the get, then that would be a good, that would be a bittul. So in the case where the Tosus says, when he's running after the shliach doesn't know what he wants. And only afterwards he found out that the Gilui Milsa are not afraid. So that doesn't work. It only works if he knew before the giving of the get that there was a Gilui Das, but not that it was Mizbar afterwards. So Mimela, we can say here as well, and you can say that here we only found out the Gilui Das afterwards. Only afterwards he went around saying, the get is a puzzle of get. I didn't mean it, I changed my name. But maybe you can argue back and say no. Here the Gilui Das was even before. In other words, by changing the name, we didn't know at the time. We didn't know at the time. That's because of our lack of Havana. We didn't know that he was changing his name. But afterwards, then we found out he was changing his name. It's clear, it turns out, that B'Sha'as Ma'is, it's clear what he was doing. When he's just running after the Shliach, maybe he's running after the Shliach to say, go, give it to that witch. I'm done with her. That's Gevaldik if he says that. I mean, it's not so Gevaldik. But we don't know. We don't know what he's running after him for. So afterwards, he says, I was running to be Mevatelet. That doesn't, there was no indication. But here, when he changed his name, we find out afterwards that that really wasn't his name. So it's clear that B'Sha'as Ma'is was already Mevatel, so it's before the giving of the get. So it's Mamish a Dibur Shalim, it's a real Dibur to be Mevatel the get, and that's it. It's a clear Bittel beforehand. And since it's a clear Bittel beforehand, the get is off. And he compares it to a case of neder. The person was neder a carbon, and afterwards he says he only meant carbonus malachim, that he wanted to give a gift to the Queen of England, to the King of Sweden. And he says, my wife's not going to get hanah from me. He says, no, I meant my first wife. So if the neder was a talmud chacham, he doesn't need a sheil chacham, even though from normally for a person the mashmos of the dharma for iser. But not here, because it turns out that B'Sha'as Ma'isa, he didn't mean it. Him ken habikem odibur sasim dekatsu v'posim demol perusha. So that Talmud Chacham understands the Nedarim. So we're mefarish afterwards. You can see in the Gemara there the chilik between an Amaret and a Talmud Chacham. It's not nogea to us. But the point is that Turns out the Bishas Maisa, it's clear that's what he meant. Then that already, that's not a neder. Because Bishas Maisa, it's clear he meant, even though we afterwards, after the neder, we find out he was a Talmud Chacham, but it doesn't really matter. Because that's like a Dibur Mefurish, meaning after he made the neder, after he made the neder, he said that this is for the Karbanos Melachim. So at the time, like the Rashi explains, at the time he was so saying Diburo, now he's Mefarish, what he means. So since afterwards he was Mefarish, what he meant, we say, so Bishas Maisa, that's what he meant, so it was never an edit to start with. So to hear, Bishas Maisa, he was, before the giving of the get, he was running after the Shliach, he was changed his name. So that makes it clear that he didn't want the get, so that's Gili Das, the get is off. So here it turns out that it was just our chisar and havana. It's our chisar and havana, and that's our problem. But he was really mevatel it before. We have a Tosis in Ksubis. There it's talking about an Akeva, a Libid Reb Eliezer. He said, until 18 years old, if she has Simone Saris, an Ilonis, so she has a din of a Saris and not a Ktana. And Rav says that if she brings Simonim after 18, she becomes a Saris Lamafreya. And if she ate Chalev before 18, she gets Malkus like a Saris. In other words, a Saris never going to bring Simani Gadlus. So this girl, if she brings Simanim after 18, then we say that she becomes a Saris Lamafreya. And if she ate Chalev before 18, she gets Malkus. That's Rav. Tosis writes, "V'loki al chaylev she'ocha," and she gets malchus for the chaylev that she ate. I. What about asua sofik? Says Tosis, it's asua sofik because you don't know if later on she's going to bring simanei saris. Maybe she's still a ketana. But now it's Mizgala. Now it's Mizgala. Now we know that he was a Gadol, that she was a Gadola. Here also, now we know, after the La'achar Maisa, we know what he meant. He meant to be Mevatel the Get. However, the Mishnah Lamelech Asakasha. Mishnah Lamelech Asakasha and Tesvis. That the Mishnah Lamelech and Sanhedrin, Tezayin Dalid, brings Tesvis and writes, Vayain Bema, Shikasva Tesvis Pergiyat Zedofen, Daf Menvov, Dibra Maskab Yechen, and Denir Tales Filu Svar Hanal. Tzorich Iun, Behainu, explains, Hagoin, Rav Aryeh Lifshitz Atzel. That we say there, if someone's a Mufla Samach Leish, 12 years old, within the year of his 13th birthday, if he was makdish something, and other people eat what he was makdish, they both get malchus. And Tosis writes, "I it's asura suffik. Maybe he's only going to bring Cyrus later on. So therefore, he's not considered a mufla samach liish. Because maybe he won't bring when he's 13. So it's not samach liish anymore. It's not within a year. So Taisa says that we're talking about when we go basaruba. We follow the rov, and rov do bring silas bismanai. And therefore, you give him malchus for eating the kachin. And Tosis didn't answer, no, Igloi Milsalam Afreya. It turns out Bishas Maisa wasn't Asurah Safi. Tosis says Bishas Maisa in our case, that it wasn't Asurah Safi when this islandess eats Chaylev. Why isn't it Asurah Safi? I afterwards, maybe she'll bring some money godless. The answer is that afterwards it was Mizbara that at the time she was a Vadai islandess. So Mimela, it's not considered Asurah Safek. So here also, why don't we say that it's not Asurah Safek, because it turns out afterwards the child did bring Siman and Bazman, and therefore his Hekdesh is really a Hekdesh. So we should say it's not Asurah Safek. That's not what the Mishnah, that's what Taisa says. It says it isn't Asurah Safek because we follow the rule. It sees the steer in Taisvis. So to that Kasha, answers Rabbeinu, Ach omnom imishum holo irya. Because we can say, Nafkamina de la terutzam benida loikin miyad. According to their terutz and nida, really it's not a stila. According to terutz they gave a nida because we go basar roif. According to their svar and yavamis, it's only malchus when it's mizbarer. Shambi Yavamas Kamarnasa Saras Lamafred Ana the Loki Shiz Barra. So there the Lashon is Mashmut Loka Kishim is Barra. It becomes a Saras Lamafreya. So we don't follow Rov. It's Rov Haran Sarisan. When Shen came Benida, it says Loikin, it's Mashma Miyad. And therefore Tosis gave two different Terutzim. But in theory, it's this, that in principle, it's the same. If it turns out Lamafreya, that we knew about it at the time, then it's considered that at the time it says Saras Vaday. So here also, turns out at the time we knew that he was trying to be mevatel the get before the giving of the get, so that should be a good bittel. That should be a good gili das. Ela dadai nirli lahakshis. I still have a kasher from Taisim Chulin. Gemara learns that we follow the roiv v'heriges hanefesh. Torah says katle, ay v'dil maharagoyet shreifa. How do you, if Reuven kills Shimon, how do you kill Reuven? Maybe Reuven was a, maybe Shimon was a treifa. He was going to die anyway. He says, Taisa, you're going to say, you're going to check Shimon? See if he was a treifa? And that's how you can kill Reuven. So, Frek Taisa, what does checking help? Bishas has saw with suffix, it's a saw suffix. So, according to what Taisa says in Yavam, it's not a kasha. Because Igloi Milsalam Afreya, he was buried b'shas hasrot, so he made lizbarer. So the mela shouldn't be hasrot suffik. So maybe that's what Tosis answers. V'shema kasar b'shema hasrot. Maybe that's what they mean. They say maybe he holds that this is called hasrot. It's called hasrot zvadei because it turns out afterwards that you knew at the time, and therefore it's called hasrot zvadei. Otherwise, we have a kash on Tosis if you don't say this, because they themselves write in the first parak of Ksubis, In other words, they were talking about somebody who throws a stone. There are 10 people there, 5 Jews, 5 Canaanim. And we say that this, the thrower is pater because suffik nefash is like a frek taisvis. Lamandamra asura suffik shema asura. How do we pater him? The person killed was Jewish. How's that different by men noisar that we say to him, if you're moisir, then you're going to be chayav malka. Don't be moisir, you're going to be chayav malkas. So shema asura, even though b'shas asura, you don't really know he was going to be moisir. Shas Hasra, we didn't know that he was going to be Moisir. Nevertheless, what do we say? Nevertheless, we say that Shema Hasra. So here also, when he throws the stone among the 10 people, right at the time he didn't know it hit a Jew, but it ended up hitting a Jew. So it should be that it's a good Hasra. So answers Tosfos, Shiny Yasim and Noiser, Sheyodea Bevade Sheyavali De Yisrim Yisir. By Noiser, he knows definitely he's going to come to an Isir if he does, if he's Moisir, if he leaves over. And therefore it's called Asra Mashen Kain. When it comes to Zarek Evan, he doesn't know definitely he's going to be Yavali De Yisir. He doesn't know who he's going to hit. If he doesn't know what's going to happen, it's not called, that's called Hasra Safek. That's not, even if that, that's not a valid Hasra. Even if he throws the stone, you don't know that he's going to hit the Jew. What the Enkandika would say, the Kesod, the server, Afim Avor, Varog, Lo Arog Bari. So here we can say what the guy meant was that Reuven's killing Shimon. He says, "Yeah, but Shimon isn't a bari. Therefore, he shouldn't be chayiv." Just like by Zayrek Evan, he doesn't know he's going to come to Isser. Maybe it's going to hit the guy, and yet we say in that case. So then why don't we? Why don't we equate the two cases? So the answer obviously is, as we said before, that he gloy milsalam afreya, that he was bari. So he can't say, "Oh, I didn't mean to kill a bari." Turns out he was bari. It's 100% he was bari. When he throws the stone among the 10 people, so maybe he's going to hit the Jew, maybe he's going to hit the guy. That we don't know. Here, when he kills one guy, and it turns out the guy afterwards was a bari, so it's 100% bari b'shas ma'isa, and memela, that's not called asra safik or mechayivim. And if that's true, then you see that b'shas ma'isa, since a gloy milsalam afreya, he was a bari, that's what we're trying to say the Teretz of Tosis is. So he's chayiv. And he can't say, I meant to kill a treifa. It's like we find in Yevamis, Iglala Mislam Afreya, that she was a gedola b'shas hasra. Mimela, she gets malchus on this eating of the chalif. You know, b'shas ma'isa, you didn't know, but afterwards it turns out that b'shas ma'isa, she was a gedola. So here also, b'shas ma'isa, he was trying to move out to the get. At the time we didn't know, but afterwards we found out that's definitely what he was trying to do. So maybe the get is batel. So what is the psak? Be'akopanim nishar etzli b'tzorich iyun. Du laila divrei atoisis halalu. Lohavi b'chai gavne dvarm shebelev klau. So I'm not really sure. Maybe it's not Dvarim Shebelev. Maybe it's a Gilui Das. And even though Gilui Das Begita Lav Milsa, but here it's not Dvarim Shebelev. It's only Gilui Das is not Milsa only because it's Dvarim Shebelev. Maybe here it's not Dvarim Shebelev. He said it. So the Psak Halacha is, I don't know. That's the Psak Halacha. That's good. You're allowed to say that. And then he adds a shtickle afterwards about Umdana. So maybe we'll learn that in a different shir. And in the meantime, I want to give us all a bracha. We should be zocha lomo du l'hami lishma v'lazis. The kaim is called divrei selma terasa v'yahava. And Baruch Hashem shezachinu l'mod et ha'tshuva ha'me'anyenet hazat. Shalom, shalom.